Well, what happens when there is no way to sustain COVID as a control mechanism? Climate emergency is what we're going to face next as an argument to keep us locked down. Travel restrictions, of course, they'll try to keep the patina of COVID on that. But climate emergency is the next step to locking Americans down and controlling them in perpetuity.
Well, that and vaccine passports. Listen, I was a big supporter of Operation Warp Speed. I thought that was brilliant, the way we squeeze every inefficiency out of developing vaccine. But, you know, from my standpoint, because it's not a fully approved vaccine, I think we probably should have limited the distribution to it to the vulnerable, to people that really aren't, you know, to the very young. I see no reason to be pushing vaccines on people, and I certainly am going to vigorously resist any kind of government use or imposing of vaccine passports. But they probably get the private sector to do it for government. And that could be a very freedom-robbing step. And people need to understand these things. So, again, you're talking about climate change is the next step. I don't think they're going to let go of COVID anytime soon. I mean, what is the point? If the science tells us that vaccines are 95% effective. So if you have a vaccine, quite honestly, what do you care if your neighbor has one or not? I mean, what is it to you? You've got a vaccine, and it's, you know, science is telling you it's very, very effective. So why is this big push to make sure everybody gets a vaccine, and to the point where you better impose it? You're going to shame people. You're going to force them to carry a card to prove that they've been vaccinated so they can participate in society. I'm getting highly suspicious of what's happening here.